Hello everyone and welcome to this podcast. If you've been learning a few things from this podcast, make sure you hit the like button as well as follow, which keeps us motivated to bring to you the latest from the Indian stock markets, from the cryptocurrency world, as well as personal finance. And we make sure we upload a new episode on this podcast every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So make sure that you like, share and subscribe this podcast for maximum reach. Well, today's topic is Nifty, which has seen a 1% downfall today, and it has been really, really sluggish in this entire week and the week before. Is this the trend reversal which everybody is anticipating in the Indian stock market since the last 1 year? Is this the point which is the highest as far as this bullish rally is concerned? And after this, we might see a very deep correction and we might see the stock market going and down and collapsing like anything. So we'll have the answer to this and we'll understand what is the Nifty's mood currently. Well, if you talk about today's action is a heavily bearish one. The opening today was at 17,861, which was a gap up opening to some extent after yesterday's closing. And today's closing is 17,626. So this is a steep downfall today, around 1% down today, and the high which was made today is at 17,884. So this tells us that the sellers were in control totally, and this has been the case in the latter half of previous week, and after 2 days of bullish action to a very restricted extent, now we see the price coming down to 17,626. Now, to draw a few conclusions, let's have a look at the recent history of Nifty 50. Okay, so let's start with the year 2021. January 2021 was good, and the end of January was a very, very steep fall, and that was to an extent that most of the FIIs and the DIIs sold most of their holdings in the Indian stock markets. But after that, for February, March, April was a sideways move. And again, from the beginning of June till the end of August was again a sideways move. August to September and September, the entire month of September has been really, really bullish. So August and September, these 2 months have really killed it for Nifty, because Nifty has shot up right from 16,000 till 70, till almost till 18,000 till the end of last month, right? So what I mean to say is Nifty though has been gaining points rapidly, but most of its tenure in this current year has been sideways. It has been sideways. So if you chalk down the average period for which it has been moving sideways and the average period for which it has moved up, it should be around 75% of the times that the price has been moving sideways. And when it has shot up, it has shot up with a higher magnitude, with a lot of inclination on the charts. That is the reason why Nifty has gained points really quickly, right? So even if we see the pullbacks or the retracements currently, and as I said in the last week, it's also, so that does not mean that Nifty is going to show a trend reversal very, very quickly, as in the coming month or something. Because this is a phenomenon which has been happening in the Indian stock markets very regularly, and obviously it has been happening since ages, not just now, and it has been happening in each and every stock as well, not only the index of Nifty. So that is the nature, according to Dow theory. Charles Dow is considered as the father of modern day technical analysis. His theory itself says that the stock market will never move in one direction all the time, and that is very much understood, right? It's a very common sense kind of a thing in the world of stock markets, right? So a sideways move is expected. That is what my study over here is telling me, until and unless we see some bad news coming in for the market. The bad news can be inflation rising. Obviously, inflation has been rising, but if the central bank starts to take some action to curb it, That is when they would start to increase interest rates. So something like this happens either in India or in the US or other economies of the world. So inflation is one thing. The interest rates in the debt market of India, that is another interesting thing. The buying in the festive season, that is the Dashara, Diwali and Christmas and all of this festive season coming ahead, the buying and the demand shoots up, which it usually does in these months. If demand shoots up and supply does not cope up with it, then that will lead to higher inflation. And if inflation goes out of control, which already it has actually, but if it really, if the water starts to move up from your nose, then you really need to take some action, right? So all these cases are can give a strong possibility of a trend reversal, but immediately it does not seem like there is going to be a trend reversal. I think the current price, that is 17,626, or a few points lower than that, 17,600, that range can act as a very, very strong support. So if this support is broken, this intermittent support is broken, then 17,300 will act as a support, the next one. Well, if 17,300 is broken, then we might say that this is no more a sideways move. If it is broken convincingly, then we might say it's no more a consolidated sideways range bound move, but then it is something more than that. And in that case, we might say that we are in for some kind of a major retracement or a major pullback in the case of Nifty. But the overall, the long term bias, even now in the case of Nifty 50, remains bullish. You should not be very greedy and buy new stocks or invest heavily right now. You can just wait and watch until that resistance level of 17,900. If 17,900 is broken, that is when you can make fresh entries. Until then, it is expected to be sideways. That is what my chart reading tells me, considering the various things that I follow regarding the Indian markets as well. So this is all in today's episode. I hope this was valuable for you. In case if it was, make sure that you like, share, subscribe, comment, follow, and show your love in whichever way you feel comfortable with. This helps us rank up in the searches of your podcast algorithm. Also, refer our other social media links like the YouTube channels, the one in Hindi and English. In English, we discuss more about cryptocurrencies, and our Hindi podcast as well. All the links are given in the description. Thank you for giving your valuable time. And I'll be seeing you again. Thank you.